You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
St. Paul writes, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing." Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It's not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. I read an article recently commenting on the fact that the University of California, Los Angeles is using a $20 million donation to establish a kindness institute. The author of the article, Daniel J. Hannon, agrees that there is a need for greater kindness as people today so readily condemn, seek to cancel, negatively label, and dehumanize others with insults, suggesting a primordial tribal viciousness, he says, lurking underneath our modern sensibilities. Kindness is defined as the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. I'm all for more kindness. As Paul writes in Ephesians 4:32, and be kind to one another. It seems, however, that kindness is just the beginning of what's needed in the world today, and especially in North America. More than that, we need love. And not just any old kind of love, but the love Paul's writing about in our reading for today, anglicized as agape. Most are aware that in the Bible there are three words for love, what we define as sexual love, and then familial or brotherly love, and then agape, which is sacrificial, self-giving, divine love. Some consider this the highest form of love. It certainly may be considered the hardest form of love. Why would we say that? Well, read how Paul describes agape love. Patient and kind, not envious or jealous, not arrogant or rude. It doesn't insist on its own way. It doesn't rejoice at the wrong, but at the right. It hopes all things, believes all things, endures all things. This love never ends, Paul says. Who can love in that way? This surely is an otherworldly kind of love. And that's Paul's point, isn't it? The love described by Paul is just the kind of love with which the Father God loves his children and loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son to be born as we are born, to live as we live, to die as we die, to then be raised so that we too might have newness of life, that we too might be raised from death to life to live with him eternally. This is the love which we celebrate and for which we give thanks as we prepare for Christmas. Let's pray. God our Father, thank you for your love which redeems and strengthens us day by day. In the name of Jesus, your Son, amen. And here's a suggested Advent action. Do something loving for the person you find hardest to love.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.